There were puppies up at the state capitol, and you know I had to find out what was going on. Well, the Connecticut Humane Society was trying to make a point in the importance of passing animal welfare legislation during this session. Joining us now to talk about the cuteness overload up at the state capitol, James Baez is here, who is the executive director of the Connecticut Humane Society. James, brilliant. I mean, I saw state senators, people holding these puppies. They're all over social media. I'm like, well, you know, if you want to make a statement, I guess you bring puppies. It's a great idea. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, Melissa. We've been doing that for a number of years now, and it certainly is a way for us to get our message to our elected officials and at the Capitol building, and it's also a way for us to celebrate what. You know, what dogs and cats do for us. Now, we only take puppies. They're a little easier and less stressed out than cats, but it is a really fun way to bring our elected officials together. You know, both the House and Senate were in session, so they were able to break away for a little bit, come out and spend a little time and learn about us and what bills are spinning around.
Let's talk about that, James. If we could, you know, discuss some of the legislation. Obviously, you know, the cuteness factor was totally there, but there were some serious conversations surrounding the welfare of animals, like the dogs and cats you're talking about. What were some of the pieces of legislation you really wanted lawmakers to focus on?
Well, you know, one particular piece of legislation is kind of a housekeeping legislation. It has to deal with animals that come into our shelters in Connecticut, not only Connecticut Humane Society, but any of the town or city's municipal shelters. Right now, if a dog or a cat comes in and it has a wound and you don't know how that wound happened to the animal, by state law, they have to be quarantined for up to 6 months, which Connecticut's one of the few states that has that long of a quarantine period. We were asking for a reduction of 4 months, and it last month in April, that law already was passed by the Senate. And yesterday, it was a surprise to us, but it may have had to do something with us being in the Capitol building. House passed it unanimously as well. And so it will be sent to the governor's office, hopefully for his signature. And that reduction of just 2 months means that shelters won't have to keep them as long. Public safety is not an issue. You know, we've not seen an instance of rabies in a dog or a cat, you know, showing signs after 6 months. And so it's going to be really good for the welfare of animals. It doesn't sound like a significant bill, but it is to us. We have on a regular basis dozens of animals that we have to keep for up to 6 months. So that piece of legislation, again, it was nice to see that pass both the House and the Senate in a very busy legislative year.
Yeah, certainly. And again, James Baez is here, who is the executive director of the Connecticut Humane Society. And some other pieces really looked at, I would say, recent issues we have seen in the news in regards to animal welfare. In particular, I saw House Bill 6832 talking about the ban on dogs, cats and rabbits at pet stores in the state. I know we've seen at the local level, James, which I'm sure you're familiar with. There's been a lot of talks, including in Stamford, where they've changed legislation surrounding new pet stores that could come into the city, and like that jurisdiction has changed just in the last year. Talk a little bit about this as well.
So certainly the sale of dogs and cats and rabbits, you know, is always a concern of where they're coming from. And even though there's federal legislation to regulate through the USDA, the condition of those animals that are bred and then brought into the state of Connecticut for sale, we recognize that the state of New York just banned the sale of dogs, cats, and rabbits in that entire state. And so we're starting to see a number of those operators try to establish themselves here in Connecticut where it's still allowed. And given the federal climate right now of what might happen with USDA or lack of federal enforcement of the condition of those animals, there were some bills introduced. One would be a statewide ban, and that piece of legislation, I think, has not gone anywhere this session. And then there is another piece of legislation that gives each of our 169 towns and cities the authority to prohibit or prevent the sale of dogs, cats, and rabbits. And I think that piece of legislation is still active in a committee. I don't know if there's going to be passage of that bill, or maybe there's going to be a study that's going to happen after the session ends in June, between now and next year's session. There might be further investigation to try to figure out how we can increase or elevate the well-being of these animals.
Another quick question, James, while I have you. Is there any legislation pending or being discussed in regards to oversight for people who want to run rescues? We've had issues, certainly, in recent years. The one that stands out to me is the one in Fairfield, which was terrible a couple years back, where a woman was running a rescue that seemed to be, you know, credible, essentially, but dogs died on her watch, in her care, essentially. And so I wasn't sure if there was anything looking at that as well.
So back in, I think it was 2017, there was legislation that changed the standards or enhanced the standards for nonprofits that operate shelters. And it took the state, I think, 8 years to come up with the regulations. And so those regulations have been increased. Last session, there was an attempt to do the same thing for municipal shelters. And there was a wholesale rewriting of those regulations by the Department of Agriculture for municipal shelters, and they have to elevate the standard of care, and they're given a few years because of the economic conditions that are required. I think they've got another 4 or 5 years to comply with that, but we're seeing, not only in Connecticut but across the country, a number of people whose intentions are good to, you know, save animals that are either, you know, running loose on the streets or pulling animals out of overcrowded shelters, and they get overwhelmed. The cost of daily care continues to go up. We hear every week, you know, the cost of access to veterinary care and the cost of food is going up. And, you know, what starts out to be good intentions turns out to, you know, in some instances, cause harm to the animals. And so, you know, it is, Department of Agriculture has a half a dozen state animal control officers that go out and on a complaint basis, as well as an annual inspection basis, they try to stay on top of these. But these mom and pop rescue organizations sometimes comply, sometimes don't. And then it really depends on, you know, somebody either complaining or making a report to the Department of Agriculture. But there are some regulations already in place. It's just compliance is, you know, we don't know how bad it is until the complaints come in.
Yeah, that's a good point. James Baez, I want to thank you so much. Again, Executive Director of the Connecticut Humane Society, for joining the show and sharing what is being discussed up in Hartford. And it seems like even some of that legislation could get passage. Just a signature from the governor is required. So thank you so much. We appreciate it. We'll see what happens.